It is a Thursday afternoon and time to check in on the cash, or rather on the futures markets. On the phone line with us to take a look at that is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
So there's lots of things I suppose you can talk about in the marketplace, in particular the charts. Can you start with new crop corn chart futures for me, please?
I think new crop corn here over the past 6-7 days has really been dressed up, and I think it's on the verge here of shifting the overall trend, which has been sideways to down, been counter seasonal. It's on the verge here of shifting to sideways to higher. To solidify that, we need to kind of take out this April 30th high, about 570. If we could punch that out here tomorrow or early next week, I think then that would solidify that the overall trend in new crop corn has shifted to something more sideways to higher. The chart gap that was left here on Tuesday morning had an upside objective. If you use that as a measuring gap, it met that here the last couple days here of being trading in this 566, 66, 68 area. So it's above its 100-day moving average. We got two closes now above the 100-day moving average. So If one wants to be bullish, I guess the December corn chart is doing what it needs to be done to kind of get it into a long-term bull move. Now, one thing that I like the most about it, now we still have one more day to go yet for the weeks out, but these corn is going to close out the month of May here with a monthly reversal to the upside, which I think does imply that the market is getting into position to move to the upside.
Right. So when you take a look at that, Dan, there probably are some fundamental reasons, and maybe you can talk about some of those just a bit. One of the things that I saw earlier today was a tweet from Elwin Taylor reminding producers and farmers and those who watch him that this year he believes looks a bit like, I think it was 1947 or 48, I don't recall quite what it is, but it's up on our website at willag.org, and that in parts of Iowa, especially to the I-35 and west side, they still probably, well, to the western part of the United States, could suffer drought, and in that year that looked most like this year, the rain just shut off, and suddenly we were in very dry conditions.
Well, in order to get these corn into a long-term up move, you're going to have to shorten up the crop from what expectations were. And I think over the last 2 weeks, as the market has decided that the crop is not going to be as big as what USDA projected it to be on the May report, and it has had to readjust its thinking. And as you've heard me many times, May 20th is that critical date, and that is when May corn started to take off to the upside last week, and then we solidified that with this week's gap higher open on Tuesday and the way we went. So what it's telling us is that acreage, we're losing acreage, we're losing yield potential. Now, it's going to be debated how much we're losing. But if the rain forecasts are correct that are being talked about over the next 72 hours, we're going to have some serious problems on our hands here come next week, and then the farmers are going to have to face that decision of whether or not they should go with the prevent plant, just take the check and run, wait around for a few days to see if they can still get planted and have maybe a reduced guarantee, or maybe switch to soybeans. But we still have a lot of soybeans to plant too. So, we could push soybean plantings well into June too. So, and they tell me that the hard red winter wheat crop up there is as green as they've ever seen at this time of year. So it does look like we're going to have a late wheat harvest, and maybe that tells us that we're not going to have as many double crop beans also.
Then when you look at the chart, November contract for soybeans, it's been dressed up pretty well in the last month. What an 89-cent jump, which isn't nearly as much as it might be for corn, but it's still a pretty good-sized jump.
Yeah, we basically have regained everything that we've lost since the March stocks report. We've actually posted now three closes above that pre-stocks report high of 1288. It's yesterday it touched the 200-day moving average. Today I think was considered more of a consolidation type phase after Monday's big push up. We'll see whether or not we can regain the momentum on Friday and go on up through that 200-day moving average. But yes, the way I look at the chart, it looks to me like November soybeans, next stop is to try to go on up into this 1324 area, which is a 62% retracement back to the contract high.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises, joins us here on the Closing Market Report. Happens each and every Thursday afternoon.